Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here on OMF, final hour of the program. We go, as you know, 30 minutes commercial free on the final segment. Joining us live right now on the phone line is Red Sox President Sam Kennedy. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Glenn, Lou, Christian, how are
Sam.
You guys?
Good, Sam. Sam.
We appreciate you joining us. We would love to have talked to John Henry, but we're happy to talk with you as well. And I'm a little dismayed, and I know a lot of other people are. I understand you move on from employees, stuff changes, personnel changes, but I think we're all a little bit shocked there was no press conference and the way it was done. Do you have a reason on why it really happened the way it happened?
I do, yeah, for sure, and understand frustration or dismay, as you put it. First of all, I want to address the timing of everything, and what's really important is that, out of respect to Dave and what he accomplished here, we wanted to delay our final decision to part ways as soon as that decision had been made final, which was over the weekend, and it happened to be on Sunday. There's never a good time to do these things, but in the interest of transparency and being direct, we wanted to relay that news to him. We had planned to announce it on Monday, and it obviously broke Sunday night, and regret that Alex Cora was put in a very difficult position, as he's got to do his pregame, postgame press conferences every game. So that was unfortunate. But what really was important to us was to make sure that we were direct and honest with Dave once we had come to a final decision, which occurred over the weekend. And then, as it relates to the issue of a press conference, we just knew that it would have been a wholly sort of unsatisfactory experience, given that, you know, we're just not going to expand upon the statements that we provided yesterday. And I understand the desire for one and the frustration related to not having one. But given that we're not going to expand upon what we said in our press statement, it just would have it wouldn't have been satisfactory to anyone. So instead, we spent the day yesterday focusing entirely on internal communication. John Henry, Tom Werner, myself spent the day meeting with players, everyone in the clubhouse, the staff, the baseball operations department, and our larger front office, and we go on from there. It was a difficult 48 hours, but we're moving forward.
You know, Sam, when you say that you wouldn't have been able to get anything out of it, right, or anything, whatever, positive, but is that something new? Because, I mean, if you could say this about firing a manager, firing a general manager, just release statements, never address the media, and have the media just ask questions. It just seemed to me like it was just protocol. This is what everybody does.
Yeah, well, I think it does often happen. I've observed press conferences with sports figures leaving organizations for a long, long time, and they really, I'm not sure what purpose they ultimately serve other than, as you said, protocol to expand on what we said via our press release that went out early on Monday, that we would instead focus on the task ahead and mainly being accountable to our employees and our people within the organization. But we certainly had interaction with the media all day yesterday. We were all in the ballpark late Sunday night, all day Monday, and it just we just didn't have a formal media availability or press conference in the as you've outlined.
But instead, you know, Alex Cora is yesterday pregame, like 22-minute press conference, and he's being asked questions that it seemed like the ownership group should have answered. Like, what are you looking for in the next GM? I mean, he's the manager, and you almost put him in a bad spot to do exactly what you were talking about that you guys could have done the day before.
Yeah, there's no question. Alex was in a bad spot, and we definitely regret that. And you know, I said that at the outset. The nature of baseball, he's required to do those two availabilities pre and post game. So regret that. But now I'm obviously available to speak to you guys and answer any questions that that you have as we go forward.
You know what, Sam, you know, we love you, right? Obviously, you know, we're big Sam Kennedy fans.
But he's not the program director.
No, he isn't. Oh, okay. Well, good.
I know you're sucking up to him because you think he's going to help you. He's not going to help you.
Okay. No, but, you know, Glenn kind of mentioned, and so did Lou, and I think of all these other sports, you know, the ownership, you know, always takes a, you know, an aggressive approach as far as explaining things. And if John Henry wasn't available to speak, at least in the last couple of days since it happened, do you foresee him commenting about it in the future, in the next couple of days or so, taking questions or at least addressing it?
You know, I think John and Tom will address it in their own way and in time. But as it relates to a formal press conference, no, I don't. I think we will refer to the statements that we put out as it relates to Dave and thanking him and moving on. I know, again, that can be unsatisfactory, but that's the position that we're taking and we're moving forward. And look, John Henry, Tom Werner, their track record in this town is remarkable. We've been here for 18 years, and these guys have been running this team with great success. We've had some down years, of course. We've had some difficult moments, but as a kid who grew up in Boston and as a huge Red Sox fan, and now as president and CEO of the team, I can tell you no one cares more about winning championships. We've won four, and we're hungry for more. And these are some of the best owners, not just in baseball, but in professional sports. So these guys are committed, and they run a great organization. And it's difficult to part with executives and people, but John and Tom have been accountable since they got here, and that won't change. They've really done everything in their power to win and do everything possible with Fenway. It's been an incredible era in Red Sox.
But do you understand why people would sit there and say, well, this is an example of them not being accountable?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course I can understand that. I just explained the reasoning behind not holding a press conference, because there would be a lot of questions about why or how, and we're just not going to get into that.
So you're not going to do press conferences anymore, Sam, when decisions are made over there on personnel? Is that what we're saying, or is this a unique situation?
We'll evaluate each situation on a case-by-case basis as we go forward. And we have had change from, you know, Theo and Tito and Ben Charrington, Larry Lucchino, Bobby Valentine. I've been here the whole time.
Always press conferences, though.
Yeah, we and I'm not sure how great those farewell press conferences have gone, because out of respect to the people that are moving on, you're just not going to get into a lot of detail. So that's why we made the decision that we made.
Well, let me get back to John Henry. Everything you just said about the owner group, I would agree with you. They've been extremely successful, and they obviously know what they're doing. I am a little bit surprised over the last few years that John Henry has gone fairly silent in the background. Tom Werner has become a little bit more visible and more talkative in these situations. Can you explain to me why this has happened? And you know, we've requested many times to try to get John on the program. We're not alone. All over the city, people would like to hear from him. For some reason, he has taken a tactic now where he wants to go quiet. And I agree with what Lou was saying earlier in the program. He's not getting the profile and the love out there that a Robert Kraft gets, yet he's been really successful here. And I think a big part of it is people don't know him anymore, Sam. He has gone underground.
Yeah, well, I disagree with that, given I work so closely with him, and he's an incredibly hands-on owner.
Yeah, but he doesn't talk to the public. He doesn't talk to the public at all.
Well, he talks to the public, and he's at every single baseball game, and he interacts with fans, and so you know he.
But you know what I mean. He's not talking to the media. He's not addressing various aspects of the team. He very rarely does that. You get him for a couple minutes in spring training, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, you know, he has a lot of things on his plate and chooses when he wants to do media. That's his call. And, all I can tell you is that he is hands-on, incredibly involved with every aspect of the Red Sox operation. He and Tom, it's funny, people ask, you know, who's in charge of the Red Sox? People have been asking me that for 18 years, especially people in the media. My answer to that has not changed. John Henry and Tom Werner run the Red Sox. They provide the vision for the club, the budget for the club. They're responsible for assembling the talent to execute their vision, and they've entrusted me as CEO and our incredible management team of people with running the day-to-day and speaking to the media is part of that day-to-day obligation. It's something I do with great regularity and frequency. It's something that Alex Cora does, something that your head of baseball operations does. So that's part of our role, and ownership picks and chooses when they want to engage with the media, and that's how we've operated for a long, long time, and it's worked well in terms of their track record.
Sam, you know, I was saying earlier that, you know, I don't know if Dave had a couple years left in his deal. I don't know if we're having this discussion now, but I heard Alex Cora talking about vision, talking about direction, and I guess the question I have for you is, whatever the vision, whatever the direction is of this organization, why wasn't Dave Dombrowski the guy moving forward?
Yeah, look, again, I'm not, Lou, not going to engage on specifics related to Dave other than to say the guy did an incredible job here. We won a world championship, a couple division championships on a personal level. I enjoyed working with him. But obviously you don't make a change unless you're ready for new leadership in that specific department. So again, we're moving forward. We're going to have new leadership right now. We have our senior management group in that department. Eddie Romero, Brian O'Halloran, Raquel Ferreira, Zach Scott, they're working closely with me and ultimately John and Tom through this transition. And we'll continue to do the things that have put us in a position to win championships.
Well, you've obviously got a very important offseason, right? It's a couple big decisions to make. So what exactly is the vision? What exactly is the direction of this organization?
Well, it's really important that our fans understand that the vision remains fielding a team that can have success in October. We've, since 2002, we've put a huge emphasis on scouting, player development, signings in the international markets, analytics, and really players and front office executives that can operate successfully in Boston. It's a really, really tough job, but that's the vision. The vision is to continue to win championships and to make sure we're doing it at every level of the organization from rookie ball on up.
Okay, so you're talking about changing of leadership. So what about Alex Cora? Is his job safe?
Yes, Alex Cora, John Henry and Tom Werner and I spent a lot of time yesterday with Alex and spent some time with the players and expressed our confidence and support for Alex, the incredible job that he's done. He's just been everything you would want in a manager and can't speak more highly of Alex and the job that he's done and the job that I know he'll do as we move forward. It's no doubt it's been a difficult season for all of us, we're really confident in Alex Cora.
All right, we're talking to Sam Kennedy, the CEO of the Red Sox. So last night, David Ortiz throws out the first pitch. It was great to see him, and I expected he would have lost an awful lot of weight. Looks like he's been eating well, so all good as he shows up. But it was strange happening last night when you guys kind of let people know about 35 minutes before it happened. Now, I'm not saying this is true, but it does give the appearance to some that it was a distraction for some of this other stuff that's gone on. So maybe you can tell us why it happened last night and why it had to happen last night.
Yeah, let me address that right out. I understand the appearance or the suggestion that it may have been a distraction or an intentional act to try and distract people. I can assure you that was not the case. The reason it happened last night is because David Ortiz wanted it to happen last night. David, we had a standing invitation for him to come and throw out a first pitch, and he had made the decision a few days ago that last night would be the night. We were really glad he could be here, and it was great to see him. And you know, we understand the timing. You know, sometimes I say this a lot. Sometimes you can't make these things up, but it really was great to see him. And I hope people understand there was no intention in terms of distraction or anything like that. And it was great to see him and Tiffany, and he's doing really, really well and improving every day. He's going to be, going to be headed back down to Miami soon. It's getting cold out, so he told me he wanted to get back to where it's warm. So I guess last night was the night to get the first pitch under his belt, and then he'll go from
there. Sam, you said that 2 days ago you knew that he was going to do this. What I don't understand about this is, and I think it probably adds to the appearance that might have been something going on behind the scenes, is that everybody found out about it 35 minutes in advance. Why wouldn't you want all of the Red Sox fans to know, if you knew 2 days before that this was happening, that, hey, David Ortiz, we've all been waiting for this moment, he's going to come out and speak to the public?
Yeah, we wanted it. He wanted it, and we wanted it to be a surprise for our fans. So we actually were not planning to announce it whenever it was going to be and have it be a surprise.
So wait a minute. He wanted it. Hold on. He requested that it be a surprise?
Yeah, we all wanted it to be a surprise. He did. We did. We weren't sure, you know, when exactly it was going to come until a couple days ago. And then he said Monday night's tonight, and we said it'll be great to surprise the fans.
You know, Sam, one of the things I kept hearing about, and I don't know who had the article, Alex Speer or not, the next GM, man or woman, I should say, you know, looking to be creative, right? I mean, we know what Dave was. He came in here as advertised, very successful, won a World Series, but he, you know, just traded away the system and went, you know, signed big-time free agents. Is it safe to say that next person rebuilding the farm system, I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, possibly making some uncomfortable moves off this roster to sort of build onto the future to make sure it's successful for the next few years?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about that on this show and others, that the sort of there's a fundamental disconnect between short-term and long-term, and that's the hardest part of the job. We want to try and compete and be successful year in and year out, but also keep an eye on that long-term stability of the franchise. So, yeah, there will be very hard decisions to be made. There always are. So, yeah, I think creativity is a really important part of the job, and there'll be lots of different people that we talk to, and it'll be a rigorous process. One of the reasons why we decided to make the change once we had come to that determination was that doing it early is respectful to obviously to Dave, but also it gives the organization the ability to go out and survey the market and see who might be available. So gives us a head start on looking forward.
You know, I know you guys have had the highest payroll in baseball the last 2 years. You've spent money. John Henry has shown the, you know, the ability and just the willingness to sign these big-time free agents. I'm curious, moving forward, fiscal responsibility, do you expect this payroll to drop drastically at all in the near future?
I continue always to expect that John and Tom will give those of us in the front office the resources to be competitive. It's been a great formula for 18 years. Of course, sometimes the spending of dollars hasn't translated into wins. Some years it has, but we've been above that CBT threshold several years. We've been below it several years, so we'll continue to have the resources, thanks to the incredible support of the fan base that we have here in Boston and New England. It's not like this anywhere else in baseball.
All right, Sam, we appreciate you responding, and again, open invitation, tell John any day he wants, we would love to have him.
All right, guys, I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, Sam. See you later. With you got it. Sam Kennedy, CEO of the Red Sox.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.